So what of this inevitable march toward Europe by Ukraine and eventually Russia? Is Zbigniew Brzezinski correct here? This Kiev resident, Vladimir Trunovpol, would say yes.
We believe that everything will be okay and Euromaidan will win.
Euromaidan is the name that these dissidents who spoke with the Associated Press give to the movement in Kiev's independent square to renounce Russia and embrace the West. Boris Potapchenko is the former president and current vice president of the Ukrainian Congress Committee in Detroit. He joins us now. Welcome, Boris.
Hi.
So what do you think of the Brzezinski notion that Ukraine is inevitably bound for the West and ultimately even Russia?
Well, curiously enough, in 1978, a prominent Ukrainian dissident was released from the Soviet Union when Zbigniew Brzezinski was national security advisor to President Jimmy Carter. And I had the pleasure or distinct obligation to accompany Mr. Valentin Moroz and to translate for him and to advise him. And we met with Dr. Brzezinski in his offices in the West Wing, where I had my first encounter face-to-face with who is, for the Ukrainian community, a very famous advocate of Ukrainian rights.
You know, one of the things that Brzezinski told us that actually didn't make it into that conversation you just heard was pretty interesting, in that this energy deal that's just been announced actually says to the people on the streets of Kiev just how much the Russians have been ripping off the Ukrainians on energy questions. Do you think that will inflame things, even though this subsidy does economically ease the pain a little bit?
The Ukrainian people are well aware of the inflated prices. In fact, former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko was imprisoned on the allegation that she had negotiated this bad deal with Putin on gas prices.
What do you think the effect of this $15 billion purchase of Ukrainian debt will mean? Does it forestall a move towards Europe? Does it actually make people on the street believe that Russia is a warm embrace, an ally here?
The problem in Ukraine today is that President Yanukovych has lost all credibility, and any deal that he would make with Putin would be extremely suspect. And until the details of the deal are made public, and the details that are not made public are the ones that are going to be left to suspicion. Vladimir Putin has made no secret that he is expending every effort to make sure that Ukraine is brought back into Russia's fold and is not allowed to move towards the European Union. And the Ukrainian people are totally aware of this, and that is why they are in Euromaidan. In fact, I was there on November the 22nd when a flash mob was called to Euromaidan the second that people learned that the prime minister had cut off negotiations or the signing of the EU agreement with Ukraine. I attended that very first demonstration that Thursday night and spoke to the 1,000 people or so who gathered. That then swelled over the days to tens of thousands, and then on Sunday the 24th, well over 200,000 people marched from the Taras Shevchenko Monument at the National University to the European Square at the end of Khreshchatyk Street. The Ukrainian people are very determined that they are able to join the world community as an independent nation, as a free nation. And there is so much talk that eastern Ukraine is pro-Russian. I work very closely with Ukrainian human rights activists and civic activists in Ukraine, and especially in the eastern provinces. Sumy province borders Russia. And a newly elected member of parliament, Oleg Medvednitsa, his election district is about 40 kilometers from the Russian border. He was elected by an overwhelming majority. He belongs to the Batyushchina party of Yulia Tymoshenko, for example.
All right, Boris, can I ask you one question quickly before we go? Do you believe, you alluded to this moments ago, do you believe that there are secret agreements for Ukraine to join the customs union with Russia in this Yanukovych deal?
I think that's a foregone conclusion that Putin would not have rescinded the exorbitant gas prices or extended $15 billion out of goodwill.
Boris Potapenko is former president and current vice president of the Ukrainian Congress Committee in Detroit. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.